Welcome to the Tackling Life Podcast with the great Ray Lewis and me, Dr. Christian Conti. It's a success podcast that tackles life through the lessons of sports. And when we talk about tackling life, Ray, man, we hit a horrific tragedy this past week with the shooting that took place in a high school in Florida. And, I mean, it's what's on everybody's mind. It's on everybody's mind.
Yeah, it's crazy enough, Doc. I mean, I'm not too far away from that place, you know, itself, where I live down here. And, look, man, I would love to hear your thoughts. I mean, honestly, I've given not only, you know, thoughts and prayers, but, you know, I heard one of the kids say, you know, we're kids and the adults' jobs are to give us solutions, like fix these problems. And so, man, I'm more into problem solving, man. You know me, I've always tried to figure out how do we solve these problems, Doc. And, that's why I would love to hear from you. This is your field, the things that you deal with, but our country is really hurting. There are no real answers.
That's it. See, yeah. Right there is it. Because first of all, I want to say this as a parent, like you, like my reaction, my visceral reaction is anger because we're scared. I think we're scared right now with anyone who has children is we're afraid for our children. And one of the things that happens when we're afraid is the emotion that makes us feel better is anger. So when we can snap out of anger, we can get out of a place of fear. And I think it's very natural for us to feel angry. And I said this to my wife this morning. I said, you know, I just find myself vibing at a level of anger. And I keep searching myself to understand why I feel the way I do. And I think, first of all, it's natural. But what happens is I think you hit the nail on the head. We want so badly for there to be a clear answer. We want so badly for there to be a clear do this and solve this. But the truth is that there isn't a clear do this and solve this. There are things that we can do as adults. There are things that we can do as a society to make things better. But I think, and I really believe this because I've spent 20 years working with people convicted of violent crimes who do these types of horrific crimes to others. And what I see is our reaction right now, when we speak out in anger, when we, even though we feel it, and that's why I started off by saying, I have this emotion and it stems from that fear. But if I were to speak out of anger, all I would do is contribute to the anger that's out there. And that's the last thing we need. You and I have talked about this on this podcast since day one. If we're going to create a more peaceful society, we need to start by being mindful of what's around us, what we listen to, what we watch, what we talk about. And the last thing we need to do is add more angry opinions about this and the more angry opinions about that. Instead, we need to be more aware of what's actually happening because we are leaving an emotional, energetic footprint every day with what we say. We're leaving an energetic footprint. And we all need to start with ourselves. So I'm starting with myself saying, what am I responsible for? I'm responsible for my reaction and what I put out there in the universe about something that's this horrific.
Doc, hey, listen, you said something, and I wanna not be careful. I wanna be open and I wanna be free with this. Doc, let me tell you something, and this has been on my heart for a while, and I don't care what people say about me, you know the way I go. I go hard because I go hard for God, and I'm telling you, Doc, as leaders, as music writers, as TV producers, as video game directors, everybody needs a call to action, man.
Yes.
Like no more passes.
Yes.
We're giving people passes, but we're letting them create video games that show young kids how to use AR-15s, automatic rifles, hand pistols. But we praise people. We got them at the top of the charts, Doc, on all video games that's showing how to execute somebody, showing how to rob somebody. We got TV shows, all the top producers in the world. I mean, we got sex trafficking TV shows. We got, bro, we got all of these things, but all of these things are happening to our people.
Yep.
Then you talk about the music. Jesus Christ, the violence that's in the mood, the music, the disrespect that's in the music. And everybody sits back in their mansions and everybody sits back on their private jets and fly over all of the problems that they've created. Doc, I told you this a while ago, man. Social media was the beginning of the end of all humanity when it comes to the respect of another human being. You don't have to respect nobody no more because you can push a button and be liked or followed by ignorance.
And you don't even have to hold accountability because you can be anonymous. You can just throw out some eggshell for your profile picture and just make up some name and just spew out the darkest aspects to human nature. First of all, like, I need to jump on and agree with what you're saying. When it comes to this video games, if you were going to teach a young person in sports, if you were going to teach a young linebacker, the first thing you're going to do is teach them by showing them about the game. Well, so now we put in front of young people video games where they constantly practice how to kill people. This is their practice. This is what they do. And whereas I respect that a lot of people will say, well, my child doesn't this and my child doesn't that. Do you understand that when these games are out there, there are the majority of kids are playing that are not supervised. They're not sitting there having conversations with their parents about what they're doing. They're just building an arsenal of how to respond to the world when they're angry, when they're upset, when they're hurt, by just doing the very things that are perpetuated time and again. Ray, do you know how many shootings there have been in 2018? It's like one a week.
One a week, Doc. But I'm telling you, Doc, until we call to action the leaders, the people who we're paying all this money to, who we're giving awards to, who some of them can be my friends, some of them can be people I know of, and man, I'm telling you, Doc, when you see, let me tell you something. And this is why I want to go here. See, it's not personal enough until it's your own. Now, see, when it becomes your own, then you got to really sit back in the room if you writing ignorant music and then your child is killed because of some ignorance that your music is speaking. Yep. When you write ignorant movies and you think your movies are so good and all they're showing is the greatest pain, the greatest violence, the greatest destruction, the greatest form of separation that our country has ever seen. Doc, I want you to really think about, when was the last time, if you're not going 100% gospel, when was the last time you've been to the movie theaters and you just saw a good movie, maybe PG-13.
Right. No.
When, Doc? Doc, for 57 days now, I have removed myself from the world's distractions. Because you know what this world has done? This world has said, you know what? You know the only way to prove yourself, the only way that you're relevant, is you have 200 million followers. And this is who you are. That's bull.
Yep.
You have lost your mind. Do you know who I was before social media even got started? Do you know, man, I'm telling you, bro, it's like I'm at this place, Doc. I'm at this place, man, to where I'm not giving no more passes. I don't care. I don't look at here, bro. I don't need nothing from nobody. You understand? But I ain't giving no more passes to the people at the top of the food chains, man. Doc, when you see homelessness in our world, if 5% of the richest people in the world gave away 0.5% of their portfolio, homelessness will be extinct. It'll be gone, Doc. Doc, if we had the same 5% who got all of this money to give another 0.5%, Doc, every broken neighborhood can be repaired.
Unbelievably true. Unbelievably true.
We, We prey on people. You know what? Look, you talk about the things that's going on, but the good book says that man will destroy themselves. Now, I want you to watch the waves. When you pass by an ocean and you watch the waves got a certain limit that they can come up to, Doc, because they up on a divine order that you can't come past the shore. Now, there's storms that shake up that. People, we have a divine order to love thy neighbors, thyself, to respect thy elders. Doc, I want you to think about this. How can you respect elders when your music that you're playing degrades everything about a woman or yourself, period? And we are playing these songs in stadiums where young kids are singing these lyrics, talking about Molly and drugs and oh my gosh.
If we're filling their heads, we're filling young people's heads and minds with all of this stuff. And then we're asking them to have a restraint that we as adults don't show, don't even exemplify for them. I mean, I think it's, first of all, it's natural for us to feel the way we feel when you have children in this world and you say, look, the world is becoming increasingly more violent. And it's happening because we are just putting violence in front of people and we're okay with it. We're just fine with that. But I'm not fine with it. You're not fine with that. Like, it's not okay.
It's time for parents to not be fine with that. We want to march and we want to protest and we want to do all these things about one simple thing. But suppose we all get together and march that we take back what we know our children need. Our children need God. They need a foundation of prayer. Schools need prayer back in them. We need somebody to pray over every school. Doc, people going into churches killing people. People going into schools killing people. You think we don't need God? Okay, guess what? The higher tier, they done tried their money. Oh, that's failed us. They've tried the big houses and stuff. That's failed us. All the things that you've tried, it has failed us. But nobody won't scream it loud enough because everybody want to be liked and nobody don't want to ruffle nobody's feathers. Well, let me ruffle some feathers by simply saying, parents, can enough of us pass this message and come together and grab hands and walk in front of Congress and say, can you please put God back in the front of my kids' schools?
If we don't teach peace, if we don't teach how to be peaceful, if we don't lead with teaching peace, how can we expect our young people to just get it? And this starts every family out there, every person who's listening to this. You have an opportunity with your own family to take a look at your family and ask yourself, what are your children taking in every day? And if you find yourself gossiping about your neighbor, if you find yourself putting other people down who believe differently from you and just talking about them in violent ways, then what are you asking your children to learn? What are you asking your children to see? If we're going to put other people down, if we're going to talk about other people in a negative way, if you're going to amplify all this hatred, then you're teaching your children exactly this. This is why I agree with you about it needs to be, we need to bring peace back into our children's lives. We need to teach them how to be peaceful. They're asking for it. They're asking for something. They want reprieve. Children want reprieve. We've seen this with these text messages and these messages that these children sent their parents when they were in the midst of this chaos. And it breaks your heart to see it. But young people are asking for peace. They're asking for it. It blows me away because time and again, parents come to me and they tell me that, oh, my child is not listening or this or that. And I bring them into a session and I'll sit down with them and I'll teach them how to meditate. And they'll walk in to parents at the end and they'll be like, well, I never thought they would have done that. Really? I think they're craving a parent to teach them a peaceful way. They're craving
Doc,
it.
Doc, we have a universal language. I don't care if you're Russian, Chinese, I don't care if you're Italian. I don't care who you are. We have one universal language that if we all grab hands and pray together, our world would be a better place. Mm. If we all, I want you to think about this. If we stop pacifying our kids with iPads and cell phones and sit down and have conversation with these kids like we're supposed to have conversation with them. Don't let the phone come to the dinner table. At 9 o'clock at night, I challenge every parent. If your kid ain't old enough to pay for their own phone at 9 o'clock at night, have their phones on your dresser. Have conversation with your kids before they go to bed. Pray with your kids before they go to bed. Pray in the morning before they leave school. Because the fact is this, everything else, we've tried. Mm. We've given man authority and man has abused authority. We've given man dominion and man has dropped the ball on dominion.
Time and again.
Time and again. It's time to do something for real. And you know what? I tell you all the time with mine, I'm going to be the example. I don't care what nobody say. I'm going to be the example. My kids going to know about prayer. They going to know about God. And if you stand in my house, you ain't been on your phone all night. I'm just saying, Doc, we were raised. And yeah, time's different. And people say, oh, you got to catch up with the millennials. We have millennials walking to schools killing millennials. Mm-hmm. And y'all telling us we need to listen to millennials? No, millennials better slow down and listen to where wisdom comes from. Wisdom comes from experience. Understanding your morals and understand that integrity would be the only reason why you may survive in this world.
If we're coming across passionate to the listeners, it's because this is ingrained in us. This is exactly why we put together this podcast to come out and do this, is to make an impact. And sometimes hearing this impact isn't easy. It's not easy for take a look at your own life and ask yourself, what are you really contributing? Ask yourself. And you might say, well, oh, I'm against this or I'm against that. But are you exemplifying the peaceful existence you want your children to have? Or are you just perpetuating violence in your own way and you think that's okay? Because to me, it comes down to, yes, there are issues we need to solve that we need to really solve. Like, for instance, for me, we talk about back and forth and there are opinions and everything about political stuff. But at the end of the day, when it comes to this gun stuff, I mean, I understand like there's a balance to be had in life. I can't be convinced that we need to sell automatic rifles or automatic machine guns to the public. Like, I don't understand why we need this. And I certainly don't understand why it's so accessible for people to get. And I'm not saying, and I will not be thrown in a boat with people say, get rid of all guns and all that stuff, because that's the problem with our state of the world right now. We go from one extreme to the other and people refuse to have conversations with each other. I'm not saying get rid of everything. I'm saying there's some common sense that we need to come together as adults and say, this is ridiculous. What common sense do we need private people to own machine guns? Tell me why that makes sense.
Doc, they have video games where they can teach you how to use them. What do you mean? And we are exploiting. They are learning it. They are sitting back learning it. I mean, we keep saying, how does this keep happening? Really? Really? Come on, man. Let's just call out the elephant that's in the room, man. Mm. Because the elephant that's in the room is simple. There's a bunch of people at the top of the food chain that does not give a darn about the people below them. Yep. It's irrelevant. And they're showing you that in the movies they're making and the TV and the TV series they're making. Man, it's some of the most disgusting things
on television right now. It's horrible, right? It's horrible. And listen, all right, look, we're going to take a quick break for the commercial. When we come back, there's exact things you can do out there as a listener that you can walk away with. So stick with us. We'll be right back after this.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
All right, we're back. And Ray, you just said something before the break that just absolutely got me. You're so right on the money about this. So there are people at the top of the food chain who are just dictating, here's what we're going to throw at you. Here's what we're going to throw at you. And I hear so many people talk like they're victims, like, well, okay, well, then there's nothing I can do. There is something you can do. You've led by example these past so many days, Ray. You've talked about it. I shut this off. I'm not going to allow myself to take this in. Just because it's on doesn't mean you have to turn it on. Just because it's out there doesn't mean you have to reach for it. You're not made, forced to watch those types of things. You choose to watch those type of things. So ask yourself what you're choosing to watch and ask yourself what you're choosing to show to your children.
Doc, that's what I'm... Look, man, I when you sit back, right, and you listen to people, the news enough, and I don't stay there long, right? Every time I listen to a doc, it's only from the opinion, and you hear it, oh, it's not my child. You know, like, my gosh, I feel so sorry for them. No, you don't. No, you don't. Because if we really did, we wouldn't just report it. We will be calling to action. There must be a call to action. This young kid said it. Let's do something. Oh, I always send our thoughts and our prayers. I don't need your thoughts and your prayers now. I need action. Mm. My child is gone. They ain't never coming back. So I have to walk by this room, Doc. That's why I took over as president of Mother's Cry. Because every mother has the same pain, losing their children to senseless violence. Mm. But nobody's paying attention to those mothers' cries. Mm. Nobody cares about those mothers' cries until we have to add other mothers to cry again. Doc, if enough people just sat down, and you got to always be careful because you got a lot of ignorant people. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about ignorant people. We're talking about people who really want to see change.
Yes.
Then you have to sit down and you have to ask yourself, what am I willing to sacrifice? What am I really willing to sacrifice? And I've said this since the first time I had my first son. I will sacrifice everything to protect my children as much as I can. I will be the one that's so brutally honest with them. When I tell my daughter I am not about to sit and watch some of these stupid behind television shows that you call good. Mm. You think I'm finna watch that with you? You think I'm finna watch half of these shows that degrades the black communities? Mm. That just pisses on everything that black folks has fought for? You think I'm gonna watch some of these silly behind people thinking, making comedian jokes about people praying and God? Mm. God says, mock me not. And I'm telling you, man, it's time for us to stand up. This is supposed to be Fan Friday, right? So let's make it Fan Friday. I want you, anybody who's listening, for the next 30 days, please do this. Please. Because it's the only way you're going to find peace. Before you pick up your phone in the morning, trade prayer for your phone. Mm. Before you read all of your requests of texts and emails, and before you check your Instagram, and before you check your Facebook, I want you to trade that in. And I want you to go to whatever date it is. Today is Proverbs 16. So today I read Proverbs 16. Tonight I'm going to read Psalm 16. See, as a, as a family, we got to get on the same page to where we're reading the same things and we're meditating day and night. Right? And then I'm gonna give you another call to action. Instead of replying to what somebody else said on social media, instead of doing any of that, every time that you're about to reply to somebody else on social media, I want you to pick up a pen and write down how you can be better yourself.
That's it, Ray. Listen, I want to jump on this. What am I willing to sacrifice? This call to action, because this is the call to action that matters in my mind. Exactly what you said. Instead of picking up the phone, pick up prayer. I'm going to push it even a step further. The next time when I'm jumping on this part of the question of what am I willing to sacrifice, the next time you go to spew an angry opinion about someone, ask yourself who's listening and what you're really contributing by spewing that negativity. I don't care if it's your negativity and you think it's the right negativity. Ask yourself what you're really contributing. You have an emotional and energetic fingerprint you're leaving behind in this world, and I'm asking you to ask yourself, what are you really willing to sacrifice to make sure that that energetic fingerprint is worth something? So for me, Ray, like I've definitely doubled down on what you're saying. I agree with 100%. And I say, before someone says some angry opinion, ask yourself if this is what the model you want to leave for your children is.
Yeah, Doc, that's it. That's it. And that's why, you know, and that's why I'm telling you that we have to. That's why I'm putting the onus back on us. Because if you're bold enough to really fight for your kids, go on your kids' phones, get their passcodes. Check what they doing in their phones. Check out the music they listening to. Check out the TV shows they involved in. Check out what they viewing on Instagram and all this stuff. Because if you don't, then a lot of what we seeing will never stop, Doc.
Right.
If we don't get back in our kids' lives, a lot of what we doing will never stop.
Well, you've said this a lot. About when it comes to getting into true greatness, it's about breaking outside of your comfort zone. So when you ask the question, what am I willing to sacrifice? It's not just sacrificing the physical. It's sacrificing the mental. It's sacrificing that quick need to spew off anger and hatred and negativity. It's putting aside that impulse to spew off gossip about others and instead sacrifice for a moment and say, do I really need to have this impulse need met? Or can I set this aside? Can I role model peace? Our children are watching us. So what are we really adding in our social media, in everything else? You know, first of all, I really, really love what you just said about the challenge to, instead of responding, reacting on social media, step back and write something down. Because the more we engage, two wrongs don't make a right. Let's go back to kindergarten, because we all know this. Two wrongs don't make a right. Anger will never be overcome with anger, but by love alone. We can't think that we're just going to magically get rid of all this anger and hatred and ugliness by adding more anger and hatred and ugliness. We must be the example. We must be the living example. And that's going to take sacrifice, because every one of you out there who's listening, you're going to have an impulse to say negativity. You're going to have an impulse to spew your opinion out. But can you sacrifice that? Can you sacrifice that to lead with peace?
If we don't hope, faith, and love, if we do not get back to teaching faith, to teaching what hope really is, and realistically, you just said it, teaching our country what love really is.
Yes.
We don't we don't love no more, Doc, because social media has told you all your likes and followers don't need to love you. They just need to like or follow you. Mm. No matter who it is, man. Mm. And all of these great people are walking around and, yeah, they maybe made billions of dollars and maybe they have hustled a bunch of people. But I'm going to tell you something, Doc. A lot of people won't get away from the things that they've done to people on this earth. Mm-mm. I'm going to tell you that. Like I'm telling you, man, we have failed our kids. We have failed them because one thing that we have to do as our parents is we can never stop parenting.
No.
See, and that's where we have gotten comfortable to where now our kids are ran by social media. Our kids are ran by who they hanging with. Man, we ain't even paying attention to that, Doc. I'm telling you, Doc, that's why the challenge is this week. Well, I got another challenge for you, and I think this is going to be a good one. As a parent, before you gossip, before you post, before you do all of that, I want you this week, every day this week, to talk to your kids at least twice throughout the day. Hmm. One of the times, if they living in the house with you or if they not, I want you to be straight up with your kids enough and see if your kids will trade in their cell phones for a conversation. For a conversation. I want you to sit down with your kids and say, take me into your world. And I want you to see as a parent, if you're parenting or you're giving them a pacifier.
Yeah.
Because children must remain children. Mm-hmm. If children don't remain children, then what we've seen in this tragedy will continue to happen. So am I hurt? Am I saddened? Absolutely. But did I take that young kid's advice when he said the grown-ups must do something? Well, then guess what? Let's do something.
Yep.
Let's do something, Doc. And so that's why I appreciate doing this, man, because if today's episode was passionate about what all we're seeing and what all we're going through, then guess what? Sometimes to get the root of the problem, man, you got to dig deep sometimes. Mm. And right now it's time to go deep, because nobody's affected until you drop your kid off to school and they don't return home.
Yeah.
That's the only time it's going to settle in to you. Unless you somebody who in the trenches. And my heart and my prayers go out to each and every one of those people. But more importantly, I am a man that has been called to action. And I don't want you to just think it's just my thoughts and prayers. I am trying to do something to help your pain. Because God only knows the pain that they're bearing right now.
But that's honestly, Ray, that's the reason why we jumped on here. We talked earlier about coming on and doing a podcast. We can reach people. So we're doing it. This is part of that action. I have a YouTube channel where every week I'm dedicated to like making videos. It's free. Just making videos, just trying to help spread peace. Think about all the organizations that you have and that you lead. We're leading by action. So it's not a matter of just talking about it. We're both out there doing it every day. And that's not saying that to like toot anybody's horn. That's just saying like, hey, look, I'm in it. I hear you. I hear what people are struggling with. And this is not just this podcast. Yes, this is one avenue where we're trying to make a difference and we're inviting people to make those changes. But there's also other avenues that we're using. So I just think that everyone out there, we can do something. Start by looking at yourself and ask yourself the question you asked, Ray, which is, what am I willing to sacrifice? That's what we need to do.
That's the new thing. That's the call to action, man. That's what we're going to end this Fan Friday with, a good note. God says all things are possible. Man says it's impossible. God says all things are possible. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. All things. I tell you to do something today. I tell you to pick yourself up and push the reset button. I tell you, start all over again. I tell you, if you got friends and you got people in your corner that just don't give you the energy that you're looking for, I tell you to change your crowd. I tell you, show me your crowd, I show your future. But I more tell you to take your kids back. Make sure kids are remaining kids. Man, it's time for us to fight for our kids again. There's no parent that can sit back and watch this tragedy and not feel for these people's children. My God, I got children. It's one thing that I pray that I never have to deal with what we're seeing in today's time.
It's unimaginable.
So I ask you, if you don't do nothing else, regardless of religion, I ask that you take one universal language. And I ask as a country that we can come together and we can tweet enough. We got all these challenges, water bucket challenge. I love them. But let's tweet out a different challenge. Let's all pray for change. Let's hashtag pray for change. But let's walk to pray for change. When you see somebody in the street and you don't know them, stop looking down at your phone and tell them, I'm praying for you. You ain't got to know them. We pass by each other like as if we don't even exist, like we're aliens to each other. I challenge you to be a human being. I challenge you to get back to what humanity is. We supposed to be loving each other. We supposed to be learning each other's spirits and passing each other throughout our journeys and learning something from each other instead of hurting each other. Doc, I appreciate you, man. I love you. But more importantly, I love our country. I love our people out there that's willing to fight. But I think the call to action is it's time for adults to step up and be adults and stop acting like kids. It's time to put childish things away. And start, if you're a parent, act like a parent. If you're not a parent, there's many kids looking for parents. Act like a parent.
Yes.
Yeah. Stop listening to the same music as your kids listening to. Stop watching the same TV shows that they're listening to, but you got to cringe. You got to almost keep bite your tongue because you know some things that they seeing that they ain't supposed to be seeing. Be man or woman enough to step up and say, either this turning off, if it's my house, it's cutting off. And if we out anywhere, son or daughter, me and you can't share the same things. That ain't our relationship.
Well, I mean, and from my end, my last piece is this. I like what you said about pull your children aside a couple times a day. Have the conversations. I have never, ever dropped my daughter off at school without talking about be the light. Go find a way today to do something to touch somebody's life. You have to be the example. You have to make peace a priority. You can't just say, don't do this, don't do that. Let's do this. Let's make peace, make prayer, make meditation, make peace a priority. Hey, I'm proud to do this with you, Ray. It's the action and we're taking it. So we appreciate everybody who's out there listening. Share this podcast. Share this with other people. Let's get this message out there as much as possible. We appreciate you downloading the Tackling Life podcast. And you want more about this? Go to our pages on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and other podcast sites. So tacklinglifepodcast.com. You can find out more about it. You can also call in 646-762-4432. That's 646-762-4432. We got a lot of good fan messages, and we'll bring it in next week as well because I don't want to get behind, including some really great messages. But today, this was powerful. This is what we needed. If you like this episode, please share it with a friend. Let's get this message out there. Hashtag pray for change. Hashtag be the change. Hashtag be willing to sacrifice your immediate needs for the greater good and lead with peace. Until next time, for the legend, Ray Lewis, I'm Dr. Christian Conti.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.